In 1981, the Dallas Cowboys had a rookie cornerback named Everson Walls, who was taking the league by storm.
I ended up with 11 interceptions that year, so it was a pretty magical season for me.
But the magic would end in the NFC Championship game against the San Francisco 49ers on a play that would haunt him for years to come.
51 seconds left. Joe calls a pass, and I think they were trying to hit Freddie Solomon coming in motion across the backfield. And he gives Ed a pump fake. Ed goes for it. Joe throws up. I call it a duck because it was just flailing in the air. I mean, it was so high in the air, I thought it was going into the stands. I'm actually going this way, and the ball was coming this way. And Dwight, he saw the flight of the ball as it left Joe's hands. And that's when you see his hands come up and catch the ball. It was more fingertip catch than even what that shows, it seems like. We had played so well defensively. We had gotten four interceptions off of Joe that day. And I even had a fumble recovery. So the game was, you know, set up for us to win it. And boy, it was just so, so disappointing.
But 10 years later, at Super Bowl 25 in Tampa, Walls, now a New York Giant, would get his shot at redemption.
Now Norwood tries to kick his longest ever on grass, 47 yards.
So I'm lined up away from the rush, defensive left side. I mean, when he kicked the ball, it looked like it went over my head. The minute it went over my head, I'm anticipating that it's going to be wide.
Got the distance, it is. No good!
I just remember snapping my head around. The camera just happened to stay on me, and I just like, thank you, God. And I finally got my championship when it was all said and done.